So we're going to the book of Revelations, chapter 21. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, so you don't need to be afraid, because Jesus is not afraid to reveal himself to his people. We are afraid to receive him, and that is not what he wants from us. I want to start at verse 1. And I want to remind you that this is a spiritual book written by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the only one that can really make you understand it. If you try to understand it by pieces in the natural and then adapt what you think with it, you're going to fail. So I would remind you that it is definitely the Holy Spirit who is the author and then the revelator of this word. Verse 1, then I saw a new sky, heaven, and a new earth, for the former sky and the former earth had passed away or vanished. I'm using the Amplified because the Holy Spirit pressed. And there no longer existed any sea. And that's confirmed in Isaiah 65 and in Isaiah 66. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified, and adorned for her husband. Those of you who have not concerned yourself with the bride, I want to remind you that the bride and the holy city of Jerusalem that's coming out of heaven is really the church. It is the church that has been perfected and purified by God and adorned for her husband, not for anybody but Jesus. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived its distinct words, saying, see, the abode of God is with men, and he will live encamped among them, and they shall be his people, and God shall personally be with them to be their God. Now that's pretty exciting. In other words, there's going to be a harmony between God and man that has never existed except in Christ Jesus. That's an intense reality that is about to happen. It has not been done yet, except in the one man, Jesus Christ. But the corporate man, which is the holy city, it is also the bride, are one and the same. He is preparing a people for himself. Okay? Verse 4, God will wipe away every tear. I notice again, it's God that's going to do the wiping. Got it? God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, which is anxiety, or sorrow, or mourning. You know why? Because everybody is going to be filled with the presence of God. Nor grief, nor pain anymore. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. See, the great promise of the gospel is that there is a day of freedom. But we don't talk about it that much because we're so struggling about all the things that are so conditional in our lives today. Our problems, our difficulties, our misunderstandings, all the things that we get bent out of shape about. The news. I made a comment today to somebody because they were so up in arms about the children that had passed away. And I said, did you conceive the angels of God knew that and prepared a way for them immediately? Oh, but I didn't think about that. Well, you better think about it because death is not the end for those kids. Friends, you've got to get a perspective that death is a temporary thing. It is not to be worshipped. Sorrow and mourning will go away. I remind you of the little boy. He died, I think he was 5 years old, and he met his baby sister that nobody ever told him he had. And his baby sister had never even been spoken of by anyone, including her relatives, because the only ones that knew that there had been a miscarriage was the mom and dad. And they had given her a name. And she declared her name to her brother, who had never known anything about her. So wake up. Don't focus on when people are dying that they're gone. Yes, they may be gone somewhere you're not happy with. But that's up to them. Their children are innocent. People are all bent out of shape because babies went home. They went home maybe a little ahead of schedule. But God is still in charge of those children. They're not guilty of anything. Verse 5. And he who is seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." Also, he said, "Record this, for these sayings are faithful, accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy and true and genuine." I love this part. And he further said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I myself will give water without price from the fountain springs of the water of life." There's your geyser. It's confirmed in Isaiah 55, which we spoke of earlier. Verse 7, "He who is victorious shall inherit all these things, and I will be God to him, and he shall be my son." Romans 8 says there is a family of sonship that is being cried out for because all of creation is upset. The animal kingdom is screaming. The earth is screaming. Get rid of this sin nature out of this earth. It was never designed to live here. Verse 8, most important. The whole purpose of this message is verse 8. "But as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage, and the cowardly submissive." Is that accurate enough? "And as for the unbelieving and faithless, as for the depraved and the defiled with abominations, and as for murderers and the lewd and the adulterous and the practicers of magic arts and the idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to any other one or anything other than God, and all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone." This is the second death. The cowardly, the unknowable, the ones that are serving fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God did not give you a spirit of fear." If you're submitted to that spirit and you're serving to that spirit, you are an idolater. It's ugly. And God says, "I'll have no place in my kingdom for these." When I say these words, I am not trying to say that I can perform and activate those things in you and me. Because I can't. Whatever's there that doesn't belong there, I cry out for God, for his fire to burn it out, because I don't want it. How many know there's stubborn parts of our nature that just don't want to leave without a fight. Mm-hmm. That's the old Adamic stuff and the old accusing things, all the fearful things we've done, all the garbage that we've lived. And the enemy comes in with his little thought pattern. Oh, well, do you think God loves you? Huh, you don't qualify. Hee-hee. And he giggles. And he smiles because you agree. You could say, the blood of Jesus has washed me clean from the top of my head to the very bottoms of my feet. You could say it. But how are you willing to stand your ground and say, I'm holy? Because Jesus made me holy. It's not all about your actions and reactions. It's about how you stand on what he did for you. That was Joseph Sprint's message. And you know, I like this guy because back in the teachings of Gino, he was always giving a message of love. Never giving anything but love. And he got crucified by it. You're not religious enough. You're not this enough. You're not that enough. Believe me, I heard every lie because I was one of the phone counselors. I heard every lie from all over the city and all over the state and several states around. Why? Because he was preaching a message of compassion and grace. That's why it was called Grace Church of Christ. Grace Church of Christ. Of the anointing. He broke ground in this city and obeyed the Holy Spirit. For that, he was excommunicated, laughed at and mocked, and yet he put one foot in front of the other and obeyed. And I ended up with him for 20 years. Why am I telling you that? Because I chose not to listen to my head. And besides, the Lord closed every other door. So I didn't have a choice. It's the only door he left open. And for that I was mocked. And laughed at and insulted. Prayed against. Didn't approve. I didn't match their plan for me. Now close your eyes. Say, God has a plan for me.
God has a plan for me.
He doesn't want me submitting to cowardly, ignoble, and contemptible attitudes.
Cowardly, ignoble, and contemptible.
Lacking in courage. Submissive to cowardly ideas.
Submissive to cowardly ideas.
Faithless.
Faithless.
And depraved and defiled.
And depraved and defiled.
Idolaters.
Idolaters.
No way.
No way.
I will have no other idol.
I will have no other idol.
No other God.
No other God.
Will I serve.
Will I serve.
But my Savior Jesus Christ.
But my Savior Jesus Christ.
And his Father in heaven. And the Holy Spirit who empowers me.
And the Holy Spirit who empowers me.
To stand my ground.
To stand my ground.
And be bold.
And be bold.
And ready to go.
And ready to go.
Wherever he sends me in obedience.
Wherever he sends me in obedience.
He'll close the doors.
He'll close the doors.
That need to be closed.
That need to be closed.
He'll also open.
He'll also open.
Every door that needs to be open.
And I will complete my journey.
Because of grace alone. Death will not rule in my heart. He's my enemy.
He's my enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.